Vavakam, Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. Not lum mochsin es chamor v'nosnu lo chamor acher. If the mochsin took a person's donkey, and then they felt bad and they gave him a different donkey that they probably stole from somebody else. Gozel listim es ksuso, or listim stole a guy's clothing, v'nosnu lo ksus acheris, and they gave him a garment, a shirt from somebody else that they stole. Hare elu shalo. You're allowed to keep these things. Why? Bipnesha balam misyashin mehen. Because the balam, the original owners, for sure were misyash. They for sure gave up hope. Gemara establishes that this part of the Mishnah is dealing with listim Yisraelim. Mistama, there were no edim Yisraelim that saw the stealing happened. And therefore, since it was a Jewish gazlan, and the people that were stolen from would be required to take him to Jewish courts, and they wouldn't win in the Jewish court because there were no edim, so mistama, they gave up hope. However, hamatzel min ha-nahar, if a person saves something from a river, that's, let's say, taking it out to sea, or was going to be lost or ruined, o min ha-gayis, or from soldiers, o min ha-listim, or from bandits, im nisyayish u-abaylim, if here you hear that the owners were miyayish, and only if you hear it, because here we're dealing, like the Gemara explains, with goyish ha-gazlonim, hare elu shalo, then you can keep it. But if not, you can't keep it, because here, the person that was stolen from will go and take it to a goyish court, and there, they would give it back to him. It's possible that they'll give it back to him. And therefore, you have to hear that he was miyayish, that he gave up hope. V'chein nechil shel dvorim, and also a beehive. A beehive is the hive with the queen bee. Im nisyayishu habaylim, if the original owner gave up hope, hare elu shalo, and only then can you keep it. Because really, mi'ikar adin, nobody owns a beehive. It's only takanas chachamim that a person can own a beehive, and therefore you can only take it away from somebody else if there is yeush. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, nemenes isha o katan loymar mikan yotzen chilze. Rabbi Yochanan Broika says that a woman or a child is believed to say that the beehive used to be over here, or it came from here. And this is dafka, like Taisanta brings the Gemara, with two conditions. Number one is Mesiach Lefi Tumah, meaning that the child or the woman are not feeling that they're interrogated and they're testifying or something like that. You just walk over to them like a casual conversation without them realizing it. That's Mesiach Lefi Tumah. And also, there has to be a Raglaim Ladavar, like there's a guy saying, oh my gosh, where's my beehive? Did anybody see my beehive? And then you have the children or the woman saying, yeah, the beehive was Yankel. Then they're believed. And you can even walk through your friend's field, even though you could be trampling on some of his vegetables and things like that, to save your beehive. Vim hizik, and if you do damage, mishal mash hizik, you can pay for what you damage. Normally, a person is not allowed to go damage or steal from anybody, even on condition he knows he's going to pay it, even though he has every intention when he goes in there to pay it, except in this case. Here, the chum were misakin that a person can go to save his own beehive. But don't go into your friend's property and cut off branches. Socho, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this lashon, is based on a pasuk in Shoftim. Vayichasu alaom ish socha. That socha is a lashon for a branch. Amenasli tenes adam. You can't cut off a branch in order to give the money. And here, the reason he would cut off a branch, he's afraid to just jump and grab the beehive because they'll all be scared and fly away, so he would slowly cut branches by branches, because the difference is, the Meiri says that branches, once you cut off a branch, it really doesn't grow back. It could take a really long time to grow back, but it's not like vegetables. You can pay him right away for the vegetables, but the branches, it's more of a permanent damage that you're causing him. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshon shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika omer af koitzes v'noisin asadam. Rabbi Shmuel says you can even cut off branches with the intention of paying it back, because he held that this is also part of the kanus of Yoshua, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika.